Good morning and welcome to the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. Alex McAleer, hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. I've got to be honest, I'm slightly on edge though, because as well as having you on as a mind reader, which is creepy in itself for me, literally about 5 minutes before this interview started, I felt like this was set up. One of the studio doors just started opening and closing by itself. And I was like, this is not a good time to be doing this when I've got a mind reader about to read my mind as well as this.
Starting to spook you out slightly.
Yeah, I'm now on edge for the whole interview.
Good, that's how I like an interviewer to be.
Yeah, just on edge so you don't get the harsh questions, so I'm too panicked about myself.
Yeah, exactly.
So Alex, for people who don't know, is part of a Champions of Magic tour. There's two dates we're going to talk about. We'll start with the one that's happening this Saturday at the Colchester Mercury Theatre.
Yeah.
Alex, you're on a lineup with Young and Strange, Michael Vincent and Ben Hart. So
yes.
Briefly, what is Champions of Magic about?
So Champions of Magic is sort of a big, spectacular family magic show, a magic and variety show. We're all magicians and we all have our certain elements and expertise. So Young and Strange are the grand illusionists, and they're also kind of the pair of them are kind of a comedy double act. That sounds a bit twee and a bit cliche, but they're very funny and they do the grand illusions. There's me, which is the mind reader, the mentalist. Michael Vincent does extraordinary close-up magic, and Ben is, he's a kind of magic's interesting latest sensation, good-looking guy, does interesting, cool magic.
Yeah, do you think
so? He'll bring different elements to the show.
Do you think like magic's changed a bit? You say like the good-looking, cool guy. There's a lot of that about on television, especially at the moment. Do you think that's sort of the new kind of magic about at the moment?
Yes, I think so. I think it's definitely gone are the days of the sort of Paul Daniels style of, you know, top hat and tails and slightly cheesy, you know, working men's club kind of magic, and also the sort of David Blaine style, although Dynamo's similar, you know, the sort of street magic style, but this is a live theatre show, so it's very different from the sort of thing you'd see on TV.
Yeah, because even Dynamo, he's stopped the telly show now, he's going into a theatre show, so there's a lot of that happening.
Yes, we started a trend, so Dynamo's following us, obviously.
So how did it come about, the tour Champions of Magic starting?
Well, it was, I think last year, there was a couple of Champions of Magic shows, and the lineup always sort of changed. I think they were sort of just seeing if the idea would work, if people would respond to a live magic show. There's not really been many live magic shows touring the country, certainly not in England. So I think it was just an experiment to see. And then the lineup kept changing, and then we stuck with a particular lineup for this autumn tour, although in Colchester it's slightly different because some of the acts have already been there last year or earlier in the year. So how it came about is just for me, I just got an email from the producer of the show saying, would you like to do some date? And I said, yes, please. It'd be nice to do a nice big theatre. That'd be lovely. And it just kind of rolled on from there, from my perspective.
Did you play Colchester last year?
Did not.
Okay, no. So it's your first time in Colchester?
I've been to Colchester. I've been to the Mercury before. I've seen, you know, plays and shows there before. I used to live in Suffolk, in Ipswich. So I've been there before.
Okay, and the second tour, or the second show I want to talk to you about, is the one coming to the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch. You're also part of this one.
Yes.
That is happening, if I'm correct, Friday the 21st of November.
That is correct, yes.
So people can still get tickets for that. We'll give the details at the end to how to book tickets and all that sort of stuff. So Young and Strange are also there, but then you're also going to be joined by Faye Presto and Edward Hilson. Do you want to tell us a bit about those guys?
Yeah, certainly. So Faye Presto is the queen of close-up. What she doesn't know about close-up magic, frankly, isn't worth knowing. And she does what she calls grand close-up. So it's close-up magic, like you might see street magic on television. You know, borrowing someone's ring, it disappears, that sort of stuff. But it's done on stage, and because of Faye's personality, it fills the theatre. And Ed is what we call a manipulation act or a dove act. So his opening act, he produces doves from nowhere. He makes candles appear from nowhere. He has this brilliant piece that he calls Silver, which is making coins vanish and appear in his hands. There's a spectator right next to him. You can see it all close up, and she's just as impressed as the people are at the back of the room.
Okay, so yeah, that's happening Friday 21st of November. To book tickets, people can call 01708 44 33 33, or go onto the Queen's Theatre website. I'm sure you can get tickets through there as well. So what would you say, like, if people were like going, okay, I'm thinking of going, what can they expect? Is it just sort of a big show, essentially?
It is a big show. It's kind of, I always think you've not really seen magic properly if you've only ever seen it on the television. Because on TV, you're never quite sure what's going on. You know, there could be camera tricks, there could be editing, everything could be set up, everyone could be actors. But if you're sat in the theatre and you see it all live in front of you and there's no explanation, it's a much more magical and amazing experience. And the show's a very big show. There's fantastic lighting, there's pyrotechnics, we've got a huge video screen that various so when Ed does his close-up magic with the coins, that's projected on the screen, so you can see probably better than you could if you were stood right next to him. So it's a immersive experience. in that way.
So what I'd love you to do is, as you do mind reading, I'd love if we can do some mind reading now. And I'm fascinated to see how this is going to work over the phone, especially.
Me too. For me to do anything without being face-to-face, without having it to know you a little bit. So I have set something up online.
For the sake of listeners on the radio, what Alex has done is he's got me to type in a web address, which is from his website. There's a link. And essentially, at the moment, all you can see is a question mark, and it just says begin. So sort of, it's over to you, really, Alex. I'm just going to let you take this away.
Okay, so if you hover your mouse over the word begin,
yes.
I'll explain what's going to happen. In fact, the first bit is kind of an explanation. So if you click begin.
I'm clicking begin. Okay,
see,
three cards.
There's three cards in front of you. It says think of a card.
So choose one of them.
Yeah, you're just going to think of one of those, and then there's a button next. Don't never press next until I tell you to.
Okay.
Well. Another important rule. So this is how it's going to work. There's three cards in front of you in a picture. You're just going to think of one, and then you click next, and you'll see in the next picture one of them's flipped over, and hopefully it'll be the one you thought of.
Okay, so should I click?
Yes. I don't know how well this will work. This is just based purely on psychology, this one, that people tend to go for the one that's on the far right, which was the five of clubs. You might not have done.
I went for the ace of hearts.
You went for the ace of hearts, which is kind of, so to tell people who are listening, there was the ace of hearts, four of clubs, and the five of clubs. So the ace of hearts is the one that stood out more because it was red. That's why you thought of it, maybe.
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
Possibly. Okay, so that was just to show you how it's going to work. So if you click next, you'll see some more cards.
There are now five cards.
Five cards in a row. I won't mention all specific dolls, but I want you to think of one, but don't be influenced by me or the layout or anything like that. You might think the Ace of Diamonds is in the middle.
Okay.
Because I want you to choose it.
I've chosen one.
And the clubs in there because it's the only black card. If you've got one, just don't be influenced by that.
Yep, I've chosen.
You've got one?
Yep.
Okay, I don't know how this is going to work. So click next. Hopefully, I'll be closer.
You're closer. I had nine of diamonds.
Did you go for nine of diamonds? Yeah, that's the second most common. That's fine.
Yeah.
Four of hearts is the fourth one along I thought you'd go for. So this time, we'll do it one more time.
Okay, click next.
Click next. You should see a bunch of cards. Think of one as quickly as you can.
Okay, I've chosen.
Got one. Click next. It should be turned over. Go for it.
Okay, click in next.
Has it gone?
It has. King of hearts.
King of hearts. Wow.
There it is. Turned over.
Good.
There we go.
I had no idea if that was going to work over the phone, / online.
People would have heard this on the show. I had a couple of magicians in the show a couple of weeks ago now.
Okay.
And obviously I didn't let them do this on air because I don't want my details going out on the radio. By the end, he wrote down my PIN number on a bit of paper and sort of did that whole, like, left it. And it was correct. But obviously, like, there's that face-to-face element. So it's obviously very different over the phone without being able to do it face-to-face.
Yes, there's so much you can't... I can't read much from your voice, especially over the phone.
But yeah, that was correct. King of Hearts at the end there. So there we go.
Fantastic, good. I'm so glad that worked.
Yeah, what I've done is I filmed a little section of that. So I'll put that up on the Facebook and Twitter pages just to prove to people we were actually doing something.
Yeah.
We weren't just going, yeah, click a card. We were actually doing something.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for your time this morning. As I said, Alex McAleer, he is part of the Champions of Magic show. Either you can go and see the show in Colchester at the Mercury this Saturday, or he will be back with a couple of different acts at the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch Friday the 21st of November. Details, we'll put them up on the website and stuff and on the Facebook and Twitter pages. Thank you very much for your time, mate.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, and thanks for half creeping me out over the phone with the moving door as well.
The door open and closed now.
Okay, thanks, mate. Have a good one.
Thanks very much.